Randy and Don back with you in farming at Slaper Brothers Field. Bottom of the fourth inning, it'll be Ethan Vogt leading it off for the El Rosa Saints, facing Jason Campson. Vogt, Brady Weller, and Brandon Relke, the scheduled hitters.
Two pitchers have combined for 11 strikeouts in the first three innings.
First pitch was a ball. There's a strike call to Ethan Vogt, and the count one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Vogt pops this one up. Shallow right field. Josh Campson coming in. And Josh will make the catch for the out. It's getting to be that time of night where it's tough to pick up a ball off the bat.
That was that there. I think looked like Josh had that kind of measured all the way. You've seen it. But you know, you look at Josh out there, can't just really pick him out real well, can you?
No. Here comes Brady Weller to the plate. Brady bounced to the first baseman in his only at-bat tonight. Pitches inside a ball, 1-0.
Got to wear them little blinkers on top of their hats.
1-0 the count. Weller will take a strike in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitches low. And the count, two balls, one strike. You see a bunch of the Painesville Pirates amateur baseball team sitting over in the stands tonight. Here's a ground ball back to Campson on the mound. He'll throw to first and 1-3 in the putout. Painesville will be playing tomorrow in their region. Thank you to Tim Beyer for sending me some brackets here. But Painesville plays Sacred Heart at 4 o'clock tomorrow. And Atwater will play the Wilmer Wabasso winner at 6:30. Tonight, it's Granite Falls taking on Marshall and Wilmer taking on Albasso. The losers are done tonight, or Wabasso, the losers are done tonight over in Region 4C.
Now, is that at Sacred Heart?
Sacred Heart and Bird Island, they're playing those games at. Fouled out of the on a play by Relke, 0-1, and now he takes a strike called an 0-2. The ball's two strikes. These pitchers there not messing around at all. Campson rears back and fires, just missing a little bit low in the count. One ball, two strikes. Lots of fans in the stands tonight. Of course, we got to pick the attendance here pretty soon, Don. Here's a ground ball to third. Ludwig up with it over to first. 5-3 in the putout. That will do it for the Saints in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. Four in our books. No score. Lake Henry and El Rosa. We're back in a minute.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC, is ready to go to work on your new and remodeling projects. As an authorized Pro Partner Rheem dealer, Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning at www.gilkplumbing.com and learn more about Rheem products. For all your comfort needs, better get Gilk. Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy and Don back with you at Sleeper Brothers Field. Top of the fifth inning, Grant Ludwig will lead it off for Lake Henry. Ludwig, Savalco, and Adam Miller. Fouled at the plate by Ludwig and 0-1.
Top of the sixth, the Twins are back on top, 6-5.
Here's a chopper to third, in on the grass, and a nice play over at third by the El Rosa Saints, their third baseman, Jackson Peter. earlier because I was saying Jackson was over at second, but it's Ryan Omscheid at second. That'll bring Aaron Savelka to the plate.
Ryan's being DH'd for by Cody.
Here's a shot by Savelka back to the right field wall. This one is gone. Aaron Savelka has broke a scoreless tie here in the fifth with a solo home run to right field. That was the first pitch.
Yes, he was not going to get into a situation where it was 0-2 or 0-1 with Aaron Volk. Ethan. That one right down Broadway.
Savelka had walked in his only other at bat, and now gives the Lakers a 1-0 lead here in the fifth. Adam Miller, the DH, to the plate. Dan Miller sees the breaking ball a little bit high in the count 1-0. One ball, no strikes. There's a fastball right at the knees, and 1-1.
Picked up the pace on that fastball.
That had a little mustard on it. And another fastball right at the knees, and 1-2.
Wow.
One ball, two strikes the count. To Adam Miller. Volk rears back, fires. That pitch just missing outside. And the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. A breaking ball, and Miller swings and misses. He's out on strikes.
That's nasty, wasn't it?
That was. Coming with all those fastballs and then throwing that breaking ball.
Got to be buckled a little bit on your knees, don't you?
So two outs. And leadoff hitter Shane Campson makes his way to the plate. Shane so far tonight, 1-for-2 at a base hit in his last at bat, and pitch bouncing up to the plate and the count at 1-0. One ball, no strikes. It's inside. And 2-0 now to Campson. Two balls, no strikes. Campson ground ball hit hard to first. Down on his James Kiepler. He'll run it to the bag, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the fifth. They break the tie with one run on one hit. There was no errors and no one left on base. We played 4.5. Lake Henry 1, El Rosa nothing. Your Region 15 seat baseball returns in a minute on KFM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy and Don with you from Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming. 1-0 Lake Henry with the lead as we make our way to the top or the bottom of the fifth inning. It'll be James Kiepler, Austin Imdick, and then the top of the order in Kevin Kiepler, a strike called from Jason Campson and 0-1. Well, it's one strike, pitches high, and 1-1. Now, every team, Don, will play two games this weekend. Regardless, you're not going to play any more than two games, so...
Nope.
You pretty much need to have that 1-2 pitching combo, right?
This week you do. It gets tougher as it goes on, doesn't it?
Yeah. Pitches a strike call to Kiepler in the count 1-2.
The game is really it's an important game.
It is.
You want to get that first win.
Pitches low and outside in the count 2-2. 2-2 the count.
As you watch through the regions, usually your first game, get your ace going for you.
Got to go with your best, right?
Absolutely. I
pitches high to Kiepler in the count 3-2. 3-2. Kiepler will chop this one foul down the third baseline. The count stays full at 3-2.
Pitching is key when you get to this level. Right now in the regions, and that's during the year, you can have an ace pitcher if you're playing one game a week, and most of the time that's what you do. And you can throw him out there every 7 days and have him keep throwing.
Kiepler takes a strike 3 called on the inside corner. He is caught looking, and it'll bring Austin Imdick to the plate. Austin 1-for-1 tonight.
Well, at least that's the way we used to do it anyhow. When you had an ace pitcher, in league games, you'd throw him probably Sunday to Sunday all the time. And at the regionals, you did have to have another one groomed, you know.
Strike call to Austin and 0-1. Austin, a base hit to right center field, and his first at-bat drills this one up the middle. Quaid gets to it just about behind the bag. Rifles it across the diamond and 6-3 in the put out of Austin Imdick and 2 outs. 2 outs here in the fifth. 1-0 Lake Henry leading El Rosa. And to the top of the order we go. Kevin Kiepler 0-for-2 tonight. Kevin has batted all over this El Rosa lineup. He's 26, 27 years old and batted leadoff. I've seen him bat just a little bit down in the order, that 2-3-4 spot. Batted number 9. Takes a strike and 0-1 the count to Kevin Kiepler. Campson's fastball just lined right past the first base dugout and over the fan section there. And the count quickly 0-2. The ball's 2 strikes. Kiepler back in the box. Campson has the sign from Jason behind the plate. And the fastball 3 called. Kiepler caught looking, and that'll do it for the Saints here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5 in our books. Lake Henry 1, El Rosa nothing. We'll keep it right here. We want to talk about our Region 15C sponsors. Those fine folks, got to mention them, Ecker Feed Service over in New Munich, Dairyland Supply, New Munich Meats, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Grove Mutual Insurance, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance in Painesville, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix over in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie, Painesville Mutual Insurance. Fine folks over at BMS Excavating by Belgrade, Albany Chrysler Center, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Rambo Incorporated, Albany Mutual Telephone, Gilk Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Scooters Trucking over by Melrose, Kramer Lumber, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Virgil's Big Arena right here south of Farming, Cutzer Excavating, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, the Sportsman Den in Lake Henry, where Cindy and her staff are listening tonight, maybe, or they're at the ballgame. Falcon National Bank, Peps Pork of Rural Spring Hill, El Rosa Green and Feed, and the Greenwald Pub. At the grounds crew, out doing a little raking on the base path, and done. We take ourselves to the top of the sixth inning. Both pitchers have gone the distance so far, a 1-0 ballgame.
2 hits apiece in this game, and Lake Henry made one of those hits count. They scored that home run off Aaron Savelko's home run, and he did not miss that fastball, did he?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. Carter Wessel leads it off. Carter, a couple strikeouts tonight in that number 2 hole for Lake Henry. Takes high for a ball, 1-0. And that one fouled right over the press box. And the count 1-1.
Seen stitches on that one.
Dan Ray would tell us that not even close, guys, so don't worry. Here's Wessel fouling it back and out of play. And the count now 1-2. Not even close. No. Nope. One ball, two strikes, the count to Carter Wessel. Ethan Vogt rears back, fires. Here's a ground ball. Oh, to Kiefler over at first, takes a big turf. Wow. James goes high in the air to pull it down and then beats Wessel to the bag.
That was a turf hop. That sure was. I thought that was going to go over him the way
yeah.
I looked at
Did first. That hit the dirt portion right there? Or
that hit right in front of that dirt part, the way it looked to me. I don't know.
So, with one out, here comes Matt Quaid. A 1-0 Lake Henry lead in the sixth, and Quaid takes a strike at the knees, 0-1.
The statistician just gave me 15 strikeouts in the first five innings.
Wow. Between the two teams.
Just between the two.
Quaid drills this one right into the glove of Jackson Peter at third. Hit it on the nose, but Peter there to make the catch. And quickly two outs for the Lakers. Got to bring Jason Campson to the plate. Jason 0 for 2 tonight. And the pitch to Campson is high for a ball, 1-0. Actually, they called it a strike, 0-1. Okay. Well, it's one strike to count to Jason Campson. Strikeout and a fly ball to left. Nick Dingman on deck for the Lakers. There's a breaking ball that catches that inside corner. That's a hard breaking ball there.
That was a good one. That slider right there, I think.
Slider, yeah.
Looked like it to me. And
0-2 to Campson.
Jason, that big open stance, got that left foot way out.
So it kind of steps into the pitch,
yes,
doesn't
he does.
He? Yeah. Yep. Pitches outside a ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Outside the pitch and the count, 2-2. 2-2 the count. Ethan Vogt shaking off that first sign from Relke. Now comes back with the pitch, and Campson drives it to right field. Coming in quick and making the catch up there is Brady Weller, and that'll do it for the Lakers here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. 5.5 innings, Lake Henry 1, El Rosa nothing. We're back in a minute on KASN.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints. Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon lunch special. Served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the sixth inning, El Rosa coming to the plate. Jackson Peter will lead it off in the pitch too. Jackson is high for a ball. And 1-0.
Not sure what that was, what Jason tried to throw there, but didn't look like a fastball.
Here's a drive down the left field line. Just fouled, says the home plate umpire. And the count at one ball, one strike. One and one. Peter so far tonight, 0 for 1 with a walk. There's a strike called. And 1-2.
Well, he's mixing that up nicely, isn't he, Jason, with that
yes,
curveball fastball.
One ball, two strikes, and just a little bit low. Shane Campson thought he had it. The appeal, no, says the base umpire in the count 2-2. It's fun to watch these pitchers do. I love this.
I do, too.
I love this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I like them when they're not messing around. Like I said earlier, they get the ball, and they're
majority
ready to
of their
go.
Pitches are strikes. It's a little bit high in the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Cody Eicher's on deck. He'll be followed by Matt Schmitz. Jason Campson delivers, and pitch just missing. And a walk to lead off the sixth to Jackson Peter, his second walk of the game.
Pretty close, wasn't it, Randy?
It was. Yes, it was. That'll bring Cody Eichers to the plate.
Well, you watch it in the major leagues also, Randy. You know, you watch a lot of Twins baseball, and so do I, and whoever it is. And
here's Eichers, ground ball to second. Hupfer flips to second for one. The relay to first. In time. They get the 4-6-3 double play, even after Hupfer bobbled it a little bit. Cody with that just a sore foot or something like that. He just can't get down the line as quick. And they get a double play on the Saints.
So this is kind of a treat. You know, I watched some games in the last week or two, you know, to some of the relief pitching that's going on with the struggle that they have to throw strikes. It's remarkable. And some of the plays that are being made at the major league level, it's stuff that's taught to us even at the amateur level that we know what's going on. And these guys are getting paid millions of dollars and making mistakes that are actually childish mistakes.
Yeah. At the plate, Matt Schmitz took a ball and then a check swing. The appeal, and the appeal said he swung in the count 1-1. There's a ball inside and 2-1 now to Matt Schmitz. Matt 0-2 tonight, batting with two outs, nobody on. That one bouncing up to the plate, and now the count at 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Schmitz back into the box. 1-0, Lake Henry leads if you're just joining us. There's a strike at the knees and the count full, 3-2.
He's mixing his pitches up well here, Jason, right now. Earlier in the game, it was pretty much fastball, fastball, fastball. Now he's gone through this lineup for the third time. And
Schmitz laces that 3-2 pitch up the middle. That's a solid base hit for the Saints shortstop. So he's on with two outs. And that is their third hit tonight off of Jason Campson.
Careful with this guy here, Ethan. He can hit a baseball a long way.
One only can, how can you forget when Al Rosa was in the state tournament and they were playing over at Norwood Young America, then went to play over in Hamburg. And, of course, he hit that grand slam in Hamburg, that opening game of their tournament run. And, oh, unbelievable. Did he have a day there? Strike call to Ethan Vogt. And the pitch a little bit low for a ball and 1-1. How long ago was that already? In 2 years ago? 2 years ago. In 2017, says Mary Heinen. Yeah. A lot of trips to Norwood Young America.
Yes.
Late night, rain. Don and I were under little umbrellas. One ball, one strike, and Vogt pops this one over by first base. Wessel giving chase by the fence, and that's just going to be foul over the fence, and 1-2.
So you imagine this, people. Randy and I under little umbrellas, so you wonder how much we stay dry.
Exactly.
It was kind of a mess, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a driving rain.
Yeah. We were just hoping we weren't going to get electrocuted.
It wasn't pretty. One ball, two strikes. Matt Schmitz leads from first. The pitch in a little bit outside, says the home plate umpire. The count 2-2. We have some great region memories, great state tournament memories. Lots of road trips, lots of fun things that have happened at parks. Going on the 2-2 is Schmitz. Here's the throw. It's high from Campson. And it's a 3-2 count now with a runner in scoring position. Good pitch to run on 2-2.
I think so. Yes, it was.
I mean, it's a smart move because if he gets thrown out, you got Ethan leading off the inning.
Absolutely. I think Shane had a good keeps that ball down a little bit. I think they have a good chance of getting them
right
to second base. High throw to up for at second.
Three balls, two strikes. The pitch and a swing and a miss. Campson can't find it. Vogt running to first. Campson throws way off the mark, and Ethan's going to be safe. Strikeout in an air.
Yep.
Okay, strikeout in an air. Now we're going to get a pinch runner here, number 21 for Vogt.
Looks like Ryan Wiener.
Ryan Wiener. And here comes Brady Weller to the plate. So runners at first and third, as going to third was Matt Schmitz. And the pitch is low to Brady Weller for a ball and 1-0. Getting a little exciting here in the sixth. First and third. Ryan Wiener gets a very big lead over at first.
I think it's Evan. I can't quite read the print here, but it looks like Evan.
Evan Wiener?
We'll have to look in the book here. And
Weller at the plate, the count 2-0. Pitch on the way, there's the strike, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. There's strike two called, and 2-2. 21 is Evan Wiener. Evan Wiener.
Okay. Yep. You do have the correction here.
2-2. Pitch to Weller. Ground ball to third and foul. So the count stays 2-2. So Evan Wiener back to first. Over at third, it's Matt Schmitz. Brady Weller steps back into the box. 1-0 Lake Henry here, bottom of the sixth. Solo home run by Aaron Sabelko. The game's only run so far. Fastball, and Weller fouls it out of play. He was ready for the fastball that was in on his fist.
Yes, it was. He fought that off really nicely. Good pitch by Jason Campson.
Yeah, Jason was trying to sneak one by him, maybe up in the strike zone a little bit.
Jason's pretty focused out there. You can see him thinking out there, and he's shaking his head up and down like, yep, that was a good pitch. Do that again, he's thinking.
Two balls, two strikes. Campson will step off the pitching or other, and Weller steps out of the box. Ready on the mound. Here's a curveball from Campson, and Weller swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Saints threat here in the sixth. No runs, a hit, and an error. Two left on base. We played six. It's Lake Henry 1. El Rosa nothing. We're back in a minute on KASM.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country. And they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the teams.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc., in the business of promoting your business.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Top of the seventh inning we go. Nick Dingman takes the first pitch from Ethan Vogt and follows it up. And the count at 0-1 to Nick Dingman. It will be Dingman, Josh Campson, and Grant Ludwig. Ethan Vogt has struck out eight, walked one. Pitches inside, a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. The pitch, ooh, and Vogt brings a fastball there.
Wow.
And 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Brandon Wilkie had a tough time hanging on to that one.
Oh. The pitch, and Dingman a check swing at the high fastball, and 2-2.
That'd be a tough pitch to lay out, doesn't it? Wow.
Two balls, two strikes. Ethan's found some seventh-inning gas and a swing and a miss. Dingman chases it. Vogt gets his ninth strikeout and one out.
Same pitch there, but just a little bit closer.
Yep. Number four, Josh. Josh Campson to the plate. Josh 0 for 2 tonight. And a strike called, 0-1. Donnie, look at how much Josh Campson's choked up on that bat. You normally don't see this guy choked up on a bat.
No, but he knows what he wants to do He wants to put it in
play. It's a good 2 inches, isn't it? Yeah.
He did.
Pitches outside a ball. One ball, one strike to count to Josh Campson.
He knows what he's facing. He hit that ball hard the first time up, too, didn't he?
He did, yeah. There's a strike called by the home plate umpire in 1-2. Yeah, Josh tonight has grounded to short and a fly ball to left. And Vogt changed speeds on Josh, and he just fouled that one off. The count stays 1-2. You're just joining us. One run, two hits for Lake Henry, one error for El Rosa. No runs, three hits, and two errors. Fastball that Campson laces to right field. Coming hard is Weller, and it goes through his glove. It rolls away from him. The ball comes back into the infield, and Campson flies into second. Air on the right fielder.
Wow, did he overrun that?
He overran that, yeah.
That ball was slicing back to him.
It was slicing back to him, yeah. It was almost like a nice...
Yeah, I thought it was going to come right to him. I thought that'd be... it didn't look like it at first. Like it was going to be an easy catch, but it ended up that way, but it wasn't.
So the Lakers get a break on El Rosa's air here in the seventh. Got a base runner. And Grant Ludwig at the plate. There's a strike call to Grant and 0-1.
Good almost a hitting, wasn't it?
It was.
By Josh?
It really was.
Like you said, choking up in that bat. All he had to do was put that fastball in play, and he did. He hit it hard.
Ludwig way behind on that pitch as it slices into the fence down the first base line. There's people sitting on those bleachers there. And we saw about 15 people kind of duck.
I think I checked that ball. It just hit below that pipe up there.
0-2 the count. Vogt's fastball right down the middle, and Ludwig gets caught looking. Two outs. That'll bring Aaron Sabalka to the plate. And Aaron, he's walked and hit a solo home run.
Curious to see whether Ethan throws him on the first pitch here.
I would say he's going to work outside, so heads up here in the press box. And Sabalka takes the strike called, and 0-1.
Yeah, that picked perfectly.
He did.
On the outside corner.
The ball's one strike. Ready again on the mound. Vogt looks back to second, and a little bit of a change up there, and the pitch missing outside. The count 1-1. We're waiting for Randy Schoenberg's numbers here because Randy is playing three-person euchre over there with a couple gals. They are coming up with tonight's totals. Three-handed euchre. No, they are coming up with tonight's attendance. We'll get that for you.
Hope he remembers what the left and the right is.
The pitch is outside to Sabalka in the count. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. Josh Campson out at second. 1-0 Lake Henry in the seventh. Oh, and
ball, ball
popped up foul. Oh, my God. Does that mean that Donnie wins? Randy Schoenberg? Look at that. I guess 309. Donnie guessed 295, and it comes in at 257 tonight.
I'm going to keep track of this one.
Well, that's fine, because this year the winner gets to buy candy bars. Strike three called. Sabalka gets caught looking, and that'll do it for Lake Henry here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, an error, and one left on base. And after 6.5, it's 1-0 Lake Henry over El Rosa. We're back in a minute.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Please contact Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty. With over 40 agents and 9 office locations, we can service all areas to meet your needs. We also specialize in vacant land, commercial, and lake home sales. Please visit www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs. Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-34
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rothstein back with you. Don Heinen here too. 1-0 Lake Henry. Bottom of the seventh inning at the plate for the Rosa Saints. It's Brandon Relke, and Brandon takes the ball and now follows it at the plate, and the count, 1-1. Jason Campson has pitched pretty darn good, too. Struck out 7, walked 2, given up the 3 hits to El Rosas. Pitched out of a few jams. Pitches high to Relke, and the count, 2-2. Fans still filling in here at Schlaper Brothers Field in Farming as Relke drives this 1-2. Left center field, Sabalco fills that gap and makes the catch for the out. I bring James Kiefler to the plate.
They can keep coming now for a while. We already have our attendance.
Paid attendance, 257.
257, yeah. Don is one up on runs for the Snickers candy bar.
Oh. Kiefler 0 for 2 tonight, takes a strike called, and 0-1. The ball, it's 1 strike. This is strike 2, as Campson just keeping it inside on James Kiefler, right on his fifth. Good location by Campson, and that pitch just missing outside, and the count, 1-2.
As a pitcher, you got to keep your cool on pitches like that, don't you? They were close.
Kiefler will take high for a ball and now 2-2. Yeah, we're setting off. We're not directly behind home plate. So, you know, those pitches that look pretty good to us, Don, are on the outside part of the plate.
I think you're right, yes.
2-2. Kiefler swings at 1 inside the ground ball to third. Grant Ludwig has to go across the diamond. And in time, what a stretch by Carter Wessel at first. If you and I did those splits like that, Don, we would be laying there. They would have to call rescue, and they would have to call a seamstress, too, because we'd rip our pants.
There'd be a whole lot of things happening.
There'd be a whole lot of things going on. You got it. Nice play by Grant Ludwig, 5-3 on the play. Here's Austin Indick. Strike call to Austin and 0-1. Nice change up there.
Wow. Nice pitch by Jason.
And 0-2. Kevin Kiefler on deck for El Rosa. We're in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 Lake Henry. The pitch is high to Imdick. And the count at 1-2. Austin 1-for-2 tonight. Had a base hit back in the third. Grounded to short in the fifth. And Austin gets a handcuff there. Ground ball to Ludwig at third. He'll double clutch, throw to first in time to get him Dick by a step. 5-3 on the putout. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 7 in our books. 1-0 Lake Henry over El Rosa. We're back in a minute.
If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Adam Miller, he'll lead off
the eighth inning for Lake Henry. 1-0 Lakers. First pitch to Miller, a ball, 1-0, and Ethan Vogt's fastball. He really blows that one by Adam in the count, 1-1. Miller 0-for-2 tonight, reached on an error in his first at-bat, struck out in that last at-bat. He slaps a single to right field. Adam Miller just going with that pitch, Don, and that's what you got to do against pitcher like Ethan Vogt, who's got 11 strikeouts already tonight.
I agree with you there, 100% there, and he has
got a pinch runner, number 21,
Adam Yeager.
Will run. And here comes Shane Campson to the plate. Miller getting the job done. He's 1-for-3 tonight. See if Shane. Oh, and Ethan Vogt throwing it over the head of first baseman James Kiepler, and Adam Yeager scoots to second. And I was talking about Shane maybe throwing down a sacrifice punt, but now he doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't.
So an error. Error on the pitcher. And Campson will take a strike called in 0-1.
These guys are filling up with a few bugs around here right now. It's getting kind of thick, isn't it?
Yeah. No balls, one strike to Campson. Yeager over at second, and Campson drills it to first. James Kiepler has it roll off his leg, and Campson will be safe. First and third for the Lakers. Shane Campson comes up a little hobbled there, and it reminds me of a couple years ago when Shane was hobbling around with a bad hoof.
Wow, another error here.
So two errors, and A.J. Hadley coming out of the dugout, going to go out and talk with his infielders here and his pitcher on the mound. First and third, nobody out. We're in the top of the eighth inning. And, Don, you look at this situation now. What's A.J. saying here? Do we give up that second run, or do we bring the infield in? And at this stage of the game, a 1-0 game, are we going to score any runs?
You're going to have to bring them corners, and I would say for sure.
Yeah?
I don't know, Randy. I don't think I'd want to give up another run here. But you got to play for double play the way it looks.
Well, they got the infield partially in. Looks like Schmitz at short still playing back a little bit, but Ohmscheid and Peter in on the grass. Kiepler holds the runner, and Carter Wessel drives this to center field. Oh, didn't see it at first, Kevin Kiepler. Now we saw it. Tagging from third and scoring will be Yeager. Throw goes back to first, and hustling back to first is Shane Campson. But Carter Wessel, Don, he got it done. Took that first pitch and got him a sacrifice fly.
That's what you needed to do here, is get it up in the air out there, and that could have been disastrous. He didn't see that.
Kevin Kiepler, he put his hands up like he didn't see it at first.
As soon as the ball was hit, he put his hands right up.
So one out. The base runner, Shane Campson, at first. A run in, now 2-0 Lake Henry. Matt Quaid pops this one up. And again, the catcher here. Ooh. Not seeing it, and it bounces into the crowd out of play. A run in for Lake Henry in the eighth. 2-0 they lead. Shane Campson takes his lead at first.
Kiefler holds him there. Shane's going to go. Ethan's going to step off the rubber, and he throws it past Ryan Ohmscheid and safe at second. No error, just a stolen base. Yep,
that should be.
So stolen base and Shane Campson, sore foot and all. Now they're going to intentionally walk Matt Quaid, putting him on at first and second. And then they'll bring Jason Campson to the plate, and Jason's 0 for 3 tonight.
Well, Rosa digging himself a little hole here.
Little excitement in the eighth. One run in, runners at first and second. And the pitch from Ethan Boak to Jason Campson, a strike called 0-1. Now, Kevin Kiefler, Don, is playing in front of the runner, Quaid, over at first. He might be expecting a bunt here. I don't know.
I don't think so, but I never know. They have the hit run on double steal.
And a drive down the right field line. That is a base hit by Campson. Shane Campson scores on the third. Goes Matt Quaid, and the hit and run on an 0-1 pitch.
Wow. Beautifully executed by Jason Campson right down the first baseline.
And with Kiefler playing in front of the runner,
yeah.
Don, he never had a shot.
Absolutely not.
Never had a chance at it.
Nope.
Pinch runner for Lake Henry coming into the game. It looks like Nick Ryman.
Nick Ryman
will run. So the Lakers got a 3-0 lead.
And still only one out.
Still only one out with Quaid at third. Jason Campson at first. One out. And the pitch to Nick Dingman is high for a ball, 1-0. Nick 0 for 3 tonight, 3 strikeouts. Nick moves around a lot in that batter's box.
Yes, he does.
And the pitch from Boat. Here's a little slap over to second. And it goes right through the legs of Ohmscheid. Quaid will score. Going to third is Ryman. He's going to be tagged out. No, he dropped the ball. And now going to second is Dingman, and he's safe.
Wow.
Oh. Two errors on the play. Error on the second baseman. Error on the third baseman.
Officer.
So an error on Ohmscheid, allowing Dingman to reach. And then an error because the base runner, Ryman, was out by a long shot had he caught it.
Now we have El Rosa with 7 errors already in this game, and it's unraveling.
So runners at second and third, still only one out. Josh Campson at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Campson drills it past a pulling infield. That's a base hit. Scoring is Ryman. On to third goes Dingman and Josh Campson with a solid single. I can't see, is there any activity in the El Rosa bullpen? Probably not yet, but A.J. Hadley's out of the dugout. That's going to be all for Ethan Vogt tonight, A.J.'s second visit to the mound. So the Lakers have erupted for 4 runs in the eighth and a pitching change for El Rosa. With that pitching change, let's take a 2-minute timeout here on KASN.
Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Falcon National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in 5 locations. Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, and Isanti. And at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
For all of your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Opening soon, Shady Silver St. Martin. Plus, they have Shady's Golden Eagle in Bertram, Shady's Railside in Rice, Shady's Hometown Tavern in Albany, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, and Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Long Shots, running pitcher of domestic beer and wing bar, $15. New Munich Shady's has daily lunch buffet and DJ Saturday nights. Shady's, wishing the best of luck to all the area teams. Fabrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Fabrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Fabrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Fabrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber, offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
All right, welcome back to Schlaper Brothers Field. A pitching change for the Alrosa Saints, Don.
Austin Emdick will come in from left field and take over the mound duties, and Ethan Vogt will move to left field. Those two will just swap positions.
Here comes Grant Ludwig to the plate with runners at first and third. Four runs in the eighth. Ludwig takes Austin Emdick's first pitch, pulls it to the backstop, and 0-1, 5-0. Lake Henry has broke this one open in the eighth. Dingman at third. Josh Kamson at first. The pitch to Ludwig is low for a ball, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Pitch is high. Nope, they say right across the upper part of that strike zone, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch high now, and 2-2. Twins have taken a 10-6 lead in the bottom of the seventh inning over the Kansas City Royals. Ludwig swings at one in the dirt. Relke knocking it down. Campson's going to go to second on a steal.
Yep, Grant will be out.
Grant Ludwig out because first base was occupied, so two outs. And now the Lakers with runners at second and third. And here comes Aaron Sabelko. The Lakers have batted around here in the eighth inning, scoring their four runs on four Alrosa errors. And Lake Henry also with three hits in the inning. Sabelko so far tonight, 1-for-2, and now pops it up in the infield. James Kiefler calling for it, makes the catch at first for the out, and that will do it for Lake Henry in the eighth. They come up with four runs, three hits, four errors, and two left on. We played 7.5, Lake Henry 5, Alrosa nothing. More Region 15 seed baseball in a minute on KASM.
Day after day, month after month, Alrosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. Alrosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. Alrosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the Alrosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament.
Farmers, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, your local big game dealer, would like to help you with all your feed needs. We offer free forage testing, urine, pH, and blood testing to help better your animal programs. We carry cow, sheep, goat, duck, chicken, and beef feeds. To learn more, give Ecker Feed Service LLC a call at 320-837-5800. Good luck to New Munich Silver Streaks and all the area teams from Ecker Feed Service.